Welcome to the 7X Wrestling Show. I am your host, Extremeness, and I'm being joined by Timmy 5000 Degrees in Sarcasm. We're going to be reviewing WWE Friday Night SmackDown. How you guys doing tonight?
Man.
Yeah, cool. I'm cool. It's a lot.
Puppies! Halloween's a Sunday. Stay safe. Don't eat raisins with apples in them.
Yes, you have to watch out for those razors. They might have apples in them.
All right. SmackDown starts off here with Kane and Paul Bearer coming out. They're having this little funeral for The Undertaker. You know, Kane's just saying that, Taker's never coming back because, he's buried. And then Alberto Del Rio comes out, and Kane's pissed off. He's like, how dare you interrupt this ceremony, the half of The Undertaker? And then Del Rio's like, you know what, it's a tragedy that I have never had the opportunity to compete for the world title. And then Del Rio ends up attacking Kane, starts beating his ass, and then, of course, one of the PG poster boys, Rey Mysterio, comes out. And he attacks Del Rio. Yeah, fuck Ray. But then Ray sees Paul Bearer set up on the ropes, and Ray hits the 619 on him. And then Kane grabs a hold of Ray, throws him out, and then Edge comes in and spears Kane. You guys when we come back from commercial break, we have Del Rio and Teddy Long backstage. Teddy makes a triple threat between Del Rio, Edge, and Ray for the number one contendership for the world title. Your guys' thoughts on the segment. Go, Tim.
I actually liked the Undertaker segment before. It was just so abnormal just to see him walk to the light. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? As for the Kane promo, bravo, fatty, bravo. You fat motherfucker, you impress me every night. Welcome back, you heart attack waiting to happen. I missed you. This whole Undertaker's never coming back thing, been there, done that. How many times has this happened? What, third time now at least? We already know he's coming back. But I'm glad he's taking time off to really get better because he wasn't looking so good since SummerSlam. As for Alberto Del Rio, why? I mean, he just got here and already wants a world title shot. I mean, no offense to him. He's good, but he's not, that quickly deserving. We don't need another fucking Sheamus to get the title and look like shit with it. Then Edge out of nowhere. This seems kind of rushed to get the next title defense on the go. It just, nothing about it seemed to add up to me. I guess once you exit a Kane Undertaker feud, there should be some time before you go with the next title, but a lot of this seemed way too rushed, in my opinion.
Okay, I like this segment. Kane cutting a decent promo as usual. That was good. What I really liked about this promo the best, though, was Alberto Del Rio. The way that the guy just interrupted at the funeral, it was just funny seeing the guy come out disrespecting Kane, talking to him straight away, even knocking down the whatever that thing's called, the orb or whatever it's called. That was good. Well done. Then, Super Ray comes out, attacks everyone. Then Edge comes out. I was okay seeing Edge there, but like Timmy said, maybe he should have took a bit more time for this shoot for the next title shot to come. But this is the thing, when the next pay-per-view is in about a month away, something like that, really need to build it up fast. They have to build it up fast. They have no choice. When you're having pay-per-views once a month or sometimes every 2 weeks, you have to build up these feuds pretty fast, and that's the problem. But again, The best person in this was Alberto De Rio, in my opinion. I just thought the guy was hilarious just coming out. I loved it. But the title shot straight away, he's got to be having a bubble. Serious. Well, anyway, it was still a good segment. I enjoyed it. The ending, I didn't mind because Edge, at least Edge was the guy standing in the ring and not Ray, so that was good. Ray 619 on Paul was okay too. A decent segment. I liked it.
Taker, don't go towards the light. It's a flashlight hidden in an urn. It'll blind you. Yeah, he started off with Undertaker wandering the back halls of death, I guess, going towards the light. And maybe he'll come back dressed in white, looking like HBK. I don't know. I don't care. Honestly, I'm all out. But don't. Anyway, so Kane comes out. He does his normal, rather good promo work. Definitely on the upper cusp of things. And but his real moment of brilliance was screaming at Alberto Del Rio. I thought he was going to bust a gasket. He almost looked cartoonish when he was yelling at him. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. I mean that it almost looked like he wasn't human anymore. That's how much rage he was putting out. So I can appreciate that. As far as Del Rio goes, though, I like Del Rio. I join the ranks of the people that like Del Rio. But it is way too goddamn soon to put him in the main event picture. You need to build someone like that up a little bit. Pushing him up too high, too fast, it's just going to make him crash and burn all the quicker. And you don't want something for a guy like this. You want him to be over the long term to be successful. Have him feud with Ray a little bit more. Maybe break Ray's arm a couple more times. That's always good TV. But whatever. So he comes down in that awesome car. And then Ray comes down after him. And Ray would come down in an awesome car if he could afford one. And or if he was allowed to get a license and, whatever. He comes down. He's 619's Fatty McTurkey Neck, which, by the way, I was very worried about because he broke someone's face doing that, and Paul Bearer is old. He doesn't deserve to get hit in the face by a midget on an ego trip. All in all, glad Edge came out on top. Have absolutely no idea why Del Rio was there. It was just complete randomness from start to finish. And it didn't need to happen that quick. I can understand if they needed to do that for a pay-per-view that's coming up in 2 weeks. But they got 4 weeks, they have 4 episodes to build up something for the main event. And now what are you going to do? What build-up do you have on this? You should have had this triple threat match, basically set up the match, the main event in SummerSlam. SummerSlam. Survivor Series. And now we have nothing left to look forward to because there's really nothing else is going to change on its way into down the road. So, fuck the segment. I thought it was horrible.
All right. And that'll put us into our first match of the night. And we have seen this match 3 fucking times this week. Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler once again. It was a good match. I'll give it that. But still, third fucking time this week we've seen it. We saw it at Bragging Rights, we saw it on Monday Night Raw, and we saw it tonight.
Here's how we save time. Go back to our Bragging Rights review. Go back to our Raw review. It's a good match. These two can put up a good match, but we don't need to see it 3 times in 1 fucking week.
Yeah, that's true, but the difference is Vicky was in a cougar suit, and that...
Oh, don't you get your hand out of your pants and focus.
Hand above the table degrees. Keep it there.
I vomited. Clean up on aisle 4.
Yeah, but she looked absolutely hot today. I thought
she was so big she couldn't close the outfit. She's so fat she couldn't close the outfit. The back of it's not supposed to be open. It was hanging on by a clothespin.
Yeah, well, so what, man?
She
looked good.
No. Yeah. Okay, so she looked better than what she looked like. Well, quite frankly, before she was walling around in a wheelchair because she couldn't walk.
But she's still
she probably. Oh, you are a sick, sick man. There is something wrong with you. I was planning a trip to England. I'm not going anymore. You disturbed me away from your entire country.
I'm just saying she looked really nice today. I mean, you know, good match. Good match.
No, I only don't know.
Only you can make that sound creepy.
Oh, so hang on, wait. So you don't think it was creepy Cole and Stryker? Ready to fight?
Oh, they were no. Stryker's funny. Cole sounds creepy. You beat them both. Anyway, I'll stop.
Okay. Yeah, good match, though. It was a good match. But three times, this definitely means they're going to unify the titles, in my opinion. They're definitely going to be unifying the titles, which I absolutely hate when they got about 20. Okay, not 20, but they got a lot of mid-carders to unify these two titles, which I think it's a bit obvious now it's going to happen. I really don't want to see that.
That would suck.
Yeah.
That would absolutely suck. One mid-card scene for both shows? Is this their way? Is the economy not turning around? Is the recession really that bad that they're going to need to cut half their roster to make budget ends meet? Because that's the only explanation about why you would cut out the entire mid-card roster down to – I mean, let's be honest. For the Bell, how many people you need? You need maybe six total across both brands? Are you freaking kidding me?
They got tripled that, don't they? They got about tripled that or quadrupled that, right?
They've got 40 people on both. I counted one time, and this is before Nexus came in. They got 40 people between both rosters. And they need six for that, and maybe another six for the main event for both sides, maybe eight. They have no tag team matches anymore because they have no tag teams left.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad idea. But that's what I actually believe, because there's no point. They should have just killed this off like what they've done last year with The Miz and Morrison. Just after that, the Bragging Rights match, they just go on do their own things, not keep battling each other. Why they keep doing this? Because I think they're going to unify the titles.
I think they're doing this to get Dolph over. They started this process before the Daniel Bryan Dolph Ziggler match, where they started making him more of a believable champion rather than just a, you know, oh, he's just got it because Vicky is watching his back. But I think they're doing this because Daniel Bryan can make him look strong. And when Daniel Bryan makes you look strong, now, I mean, these matches are building prestige for both these titles, both these guys. These guys then take the prestige they get and they translate it to the titles. So hopefully we'll see actually more of a not a unification, but more of a scene for these title belts, which would be fantastic, because now the mid-cards actually get to have some wrestling matches and have some shining, because quite frankly, you don't get wrestling matches in the main events. You only get them in the mid-cards.
True.
All right, and this will bring us into the second match of the night. We had Jack Swagger against Caval, and what? Okay, is it Caval's job is just a fucking job out now here, since he's on SmackDown, since NXT, he has not won a match yet. I mean, damn. I mean, is this building to a heel turn? Maybe. I don't know, but still, I just do not like how they're using Caval right now.
He was up against Jack Swagger, though, so it was a bit obvious he was going to job to Jack Swagger. I mean, this guy's a former world heavyweight champion, so it's understandable him jumping to Swagger. Jumping to guys like, what's his face? McIntyre, a bit understandable. My problem was Chavo. I don't care how much Chavo has done.
Yeah,
that's been a job.
I disagree with that.
Yeah? Yeah, you disagree with that, jumping to Chavo or not? Because
I totally disagree with him jumping to Chavo. That should have not happened at all.
Yeah, because, I mean, Chavo's been a jobber for months, and having Cavall job to him is not just, it's a disgrace, in my opinion. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim, for that one. Thank you. Well, this is Degrees now, and I miss Vicky Guerrero. I thought she should have been outside for this match because that's all I seem to care about.
Degrees, wait. Degrees. I'm going to pull a Triple H here and ask, whatever happened to your accent?
Timmy 5000 took it because he's
anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Oh. I got nothing. I mean, you go back. I mean, who cares who won the match? The point is, Cavall lost. And he loses all the time. And it's going to turn around at some point, and the only question is, are we still going to give a shit when they finally decide, okay, well, it's built up enough, let's turn it around now, and now he'll win, and it's going to be a huge explosion of insanity, and all of us are going to be sitting there going, about fucking time. So, whatever.
Good match, though.
It was. I like that they're allowing Cavall to at least do some maneuvers before just getting crushed like an ant.
Oh, that liger kick was sick.
Oh, yeah.
That rolling liger kick where they came off the rope, forward flip, kicked the guy right in the face. On point, perfectly done. He's crawling up on top of his Swagger's shoulders. Swagger. He's climbing on Swagger's shoulders like he's some kind of monkey superhero, and it was fantastic. I mean, he's a joy to watch in the ring. I just wish he'd win once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all agree with that. No one's disagreeing with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll move on.
Brooklyn.
Finish your point, Sarge.
Nope, I just want to say big ups to Brooklyn.
Okay. All right, we're getting to the Divas costume contest, guys.
And you know what? I'm going to start off by saying I got something I want to say about Melina. And just
it's not about that hair thing, right? It's not about the hair thing, right?
No, I'm talking about just... No. What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm talking about Spider-Woman. That's an awesome costume. That is an awesome costume. I have no idea what you're talking about. X, why don't you finish what you're saying?
You fucking nerd.
It's okay.
Me too. I loved it.
I would just like to say that, Rosa Mendez, you have some nice legs.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we had the Divas costume contest, which led into this match with the Bella Sluts, Kelly, and Melina defeating Lay Cool Rosa Mendez and Alicia Fox. Your guys' thoughts?
I actually did like Stryker's comment was when the Bellas came out, and they were dressed up as Batman and Robin. Stryker goes, I would like to have a dark night with her. And I was like, you fucking perv. But overall, it was a half women's, half divas match. There was a lot of hair pulling, but there was also some legit moves coming in now and then. I can't complain. It appeals to both my perverted side and my side that wants to watch women wrestling.
Okay.
Kelly had the win, but, you know, thank you, camera guy. You're a true American hero.
Yay, upskirt shot. Ooh, panties.
So, Degrees, how did your penis react to this match?
Well, it went off radar, that's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm going to just say whose outfit I like the most. And I'm not going to go with sexual-wise whose outfit I like the most, but Alicia Fox's Cleopatra outfit really, you know, it spoke to me because I'm a guy that likes history a lot, and I thought what she wore was really nice. I mean, sexy-wise, then Layla's Beyonce outfit now, damn. And I'm just saying, her backside, yeah, could actually class as Beyonce because those thighs she has, dude, they're just huge, you know. Stryker was funny at times. He said some nice stuff. But another person I would like to say whose outfit I really enjoyed was Rosa's, because, you know, she looked really, Rosa Mendez, she looked really nice in that. It was funny to see Hornswoggle's face. You just see when Rosa came, that was pretty funny. Segment-wise, no, match-wise, yeah, it was half diva, half women's match. But the thing what disappointed me the most, and it wasn't the fact that Kelly won it. It's the fact that the girl didn't even. It was like she didn't even know what her finisher move was. She didn't even know what she was doing when she actually went for the finisher. That was poor. It took her like for freaking minutes to actually do her move. I know people going about Alicia Fox messing up her drop kick, but that was pathetic. Serious. It took her that long to do her move. I mean, yeah, she looked hot in that, but she's a poor excuse for a diva. When I'm talking about diva, I mean a women's champion or something, because I know deep down the WWE are going to make her win the women's title. And what really disappoints me a bit, and anyway, you know, people could cheer for who they want to cheer, but when Kelly gets these big pops, she's going to be women's champion sooner rather than later, dude. And I think that's when I'm done with the Divas division in general. I hope she improves a lot, like, you know, like The Miz, because she doesn't have no in-ring ability that much. She's not good on the mic. She's nothing, so, in my opinion. But she did look nice today, so I give her that. Yeah.
If she improves like The Miz, she will still be a nobody.
She's been there longer. No, she's been there longer than The Miz. She still hasn't improved any. She still sucks in the ring. I don't know if she just never get any training or whatever, but she came in as a dance girl. And of the three that were dancers at the time, she's still the only one. She's still probably the worst one of the three. So, anyway, the match itself was, regardless, I'm going to talk about the outfits because they were fantastic, except for Layla and Michelle McCool, who are completely forgettable as some kind of pop culture references that I don't understand and don't care about. But I'm going to go with Matt Stryker. Avengers Assemble, we got Spider-Woman. Anybody who comes out as Spider-Woman, Jessica Drew style, she gets my vote for the freaking dorkiest costume. She looked good in it. Definitely have to agree with Degrees. Rosa Mendez looked incredibly hot in her outfit. Kelly was basically just the generic, you know, slutty little Bo Peep kind of thing.
I had no problem with that.
Neither did I. I mean, you know, this match went on and my pants were off. And, yeah, that's pretty much all we have to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Divas, costumes, pants off. Thumbs up.
We don't discriminate. Right. We're not sexual. We're legit. We're real. I want an encore of this match.
Yeah, that's what they should do now. Just put the divas in costume all the time. Let them wrestle. Because without costumes or anything, they're lame.
We need to stop talking about divas. We need to stop talking about the divas now and move on to the next match. Or we're going to be sitting here all night talking about how incredible some of their costumes looked. X, save us.
Yes. We have to move on from that to this match. We had Big Show and Kofi Kingston against Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre. Big Show and Kofi get the win after Show hits the choke slam on Cody Rhodes. Then backstage, Cody and Drew bitch about what went down, and they break up. So once again, another tag team in the WWE is now finished. Wow. Anyways, your guys' thoughts?
Considering this tag team came out left field, I don't really care as much. I mean, it sucks because these guys did have a chemistry that did work well together, just being a random team put together. But it's the WWE. What do they know about tag teams?
Okay. You finished?
No. I'm just going to sit here silently and be quiet. That's how I do things.
But I will say this. WWE and tag teams do not mix.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, then. Shall I go on then? Kofi coming out to a decent pop. That was nice. Good pop, actually. Really close. His pop came close to Big Show and Reigns, in my opinion, and Edge's, you know. A nice all friends he done against Drew and Cody. It was nice all friends. Well, the spot I liked is what Drew and Cody working on Kofi's leg was pretty good. What I liked about Drew is when he picked up Kofi's right leg, if I'm not mistaken, and slammed it into the announce table. That was a decent spot. And another decent spot. So another spot again, Kofi using his hair to attack Cody. You know, the match. I thought the match was okay, but you know, breaking up Cody and Drew so fast. I agree with Timmy in some way of they should have never really been a tag team anyway. But those, it doesn't really matter. I think they should still. I mean, what are they going to really do now? Not part of each other. What are they going to do? Because mid-carders ain't going to feud when there's no belt on the line, really. They're not really going to feud if there ain't no belt on the line. So I hope Cody and Drew finds something to do, just like Kofi again. I hope he finds something to do outside. What I liked was Big Show's chokeslam, though. Having him in the air, Cody in the air, spinning around a bit and then slamming him down, that was a good chokeslam. Other than that, I just didn't like it. I liked the match, but I didn't like Cody and Drew breaking up so fast. That's my problem. And I'm just gonna say, try and finish off with that. Both of them have decent mic skills. Brilliant on a mic.
All I have to say about this entire thing is. Done. I don't care. I mean, they came out, they made a stupid name for themselves. Even Drew sitting there going, okay, I can live with that. I mean, it's an acceptable name as far as stupid tag team names go, but hell, we got Dude Busters, so they still come in second as far as stupid names go. Anyway, fast forward through Big Show inevitably crushing both their skulls into nothingness, and they break up at the end of the match. I came into this match partially giving a damn. I leave this match completely not giving a damn. So therefore, they get my raspberry of the night.
And as cows say, because that's what Sarge sounded like, moving on. Yeah, that was a dumb pun. I'm just going to slap myself for that. Ow. All
right.
Hey, what was that for?
What?
Stop that. Oh. Okay, I get it. No more bad puns.
Beatings will commence until morale improves and your humor improves as well.
Yes, sir.
Now thank me and ask for another.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
No!
Hooray! Ow!
Okay. All right, let's go to the main event. We had the triple threat match which would determine the number one contender for Kane's world title for Survivor Series. I said this was going to be a triple threat match. Both, all three men did a good job here. Edge gets the victory with the spear when Del Rio had Rey Mysterio on his shoulders, and Edge comes in and spears Del Rio, gets the pin and the win. Kane comes out and, you know, does his taunt to end the show. Your guys' thoughts on this?
I loved it. It was a good match going in, and problem was, and this is WWE's fault, do not promote your fucking pay-per-views 2 weeks. 2 weeks in, ago. I knew Edge was going to win this because all over local South Florida, they were advertising Edge versus Kane at Survivor Series. Just fucking going, geniuses. 2 weeks ago, I knew about this. Before bragging rights. Yeah, thank you. But no, it was still a pretty intense match. It felt weird, though, because Edge is now in this whole wormhole. Is he a face? Is he a heel? What the fuck is he? Del Rio's a prick, so that makes him a heel automatically. He has that shit-eating grin going all the time. Rey Mysterio, he's the ultimate underdog, so he will always be faced because the fact that he can always sell merch to the stupid children who love him. It's kind of pathetic. Makes me wish Chris Jericho would come back just to do that same thing he did one time, pose as a child and just beat the shit out of Rey. I'm waiting for the Martians to stop. Stupid stuttering Martians.
Okay.
As for the match, it was... Hey, let me finish.
Sorry.
As for the match... Hey, let me finish! You know what? I'm finished!
But you know,
I'm not even going to tell you how this match goes. It's over. You know what? No, I'm not saying anything. Go on to Greece since it had to be so important.
I'm just going to say I didn't watch the match that much.
Oh, was that so important that you had to, you know what? Just, was that worth it, interrupting me three times? Was it worth it?
Go on.
No, because that was the most important thing of the night.
Wait, Tim, wait. I forgot.
Hate you.
Never do that again. Degrees continue.
Yeah, I didn't watch the match that much. So.
And you guys beat me up for the bad pun.
Continue.
So, I didn't really watch the match that much. And I know it was actually a pretty decent match. Had some chances to actually see it properly. Edge winning. No surprise. Of course, Edge is going to win. It's going to be Edge and Kane for a while. Maybe two or three pay-per-views. Alberto De Rio, should he be in the main event so fast after, 2 months? How long has he been in the company for? 2-3 months, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah, I guess he was. You know, should he be in the main event? Nope. But match-wise, it actually was a good match. The Times actually got to see it. But, you know, Rey has become John Cena and Randy Orton.
No, do not mention John Cena or Randy Orton on this podcast. They're on Raw. I don't want to go into a John Cena Randy Orton rant on a SmackDown podcast.
Did we rant about them last week?
Yeah, you hit.
We rant about them every week.
Exactly. Okay, Sarge, you go.
Rey lost. I'm happy.
So what do you want from me? I mean, Ray lost, and it's not like they're going to put Kane up against Del Rio for the title, because that would be heel on heel, and WWE Creative is unfortunately incapable of fucking putting that kind of story together. So we get Edge, who is now in face mode, which I'm pissed off about because they took him away from hunting stupid things to be a face. I want to see him hunting stupid things. I want to see big game. I want to see segments of like faking big game hunting, except it's Edge in like hunter's gear hunting stupid things on Raw. Like him sitting in a tree sniper nest waiting for Santino Marella to walk underneath him so he can spear him from the sky. That's what I want to see. But I'll take him in the main event going after Kane's title. I don't even know why they're even bothering with putting the title on the line at the pay-per-view to start with. Build something new, something different. Hey, give him one pay-per-view off. It's no big thing. But, of course, I know why they don't do that. Because they need SmackDown to save the pay-per-view from Raw's sucktastic storylines.
Raw has storylines?
Raw has an attempt at storylines. They have the big flaming obvious flag.
Soap storylines.
So in closing for this little segment, I'm going to say, kids, remember, Halloween is coming up. And if you really want to get at someone, make sure to take dog poop, put it in a paper bag, light it on fire and throw it at someone's house. This way, then they come out, they stomp on it, and get all dog crap all over their shoes. Thank you. Good night.
Remember,
listen, sarcasm. He's a bad influence.
And remember, always eat the candy that's been opened, because you know it's been tested fresh. They want to give you open yucky candy. That's just stupid.
And remember, kids, blacked out windowed vans are fun.
They seem legit. Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, that'll conclude our WWE Friday Night SmackDown review. You've been watching this on Podomatic.com. And join our official website at 7xwrestlingshow.webs.com. Follow the Twitter page at twitter.com/official7x. We're out of here. Stay simply 7.